from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I don't love junior mints. I just don't hate them. I don't understand why they are treated like second class candy.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Oh, there's a you don't understand why a candy that is basically toothpaste wrapped up in stale chocolate is treated like a second class candy. All right, I get it. It's a good, valid question.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Is there a time to change? You know, the three teams I've drafted this year, second class candy is pretty good.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
I was actually just not quite rifling through my notebook, but paging through it, poring over pages, looking for team names because I have a new team. And I usually write them right at the top of the page.
Tomato time.
Tomato talk.
Tomato talk, tomato guy.
Here's a fun one. I don't know why. Well, I remember the day, though, we were talking about cereal.
Okay.
Apple, strawberry, peanut, bran nuggets. I wrote that down. That's wordy.
Yeah.
For a fantasy team name, yeah, that is wordy.
And also probably not a real cereal.
Well, I mean, before we're dead, it will be. Honey Pebbles.
Honey Pebbles.
Rocky Beach? What is Rocky Beach? I don't know.
I'm telling you,
I don't want to
get too loose on the entire Pebbles franchise, but there's not a bigger difference that I can think of right now. I mean, you said Honey Pebbles, so Pebbles are on my mind. I remember as a kid loving Fruity Pebbles. Cocoa Pebbles, okay, fine, but the chocolate was never. I like fruity things more than chocolate things. But they were both really good. Fruity Pebbles, though, I thought were elite. I had some recently. This is like, what was I thinking?
Mm-hmm.
These are horrible.
Mm.
Didn't enjoy.
You have to be a kid.
Did not. I think so. I did not enjoy my bowl of Fruity Pebbles.
There's Cocoa Pebbles and Cocoa Krispies as well.
That's right. That's right.
I can't remember the difference.
Well, Mike, it's good that I'm here. Cocoa Krispies are basically Rice Krispies chocolate flavored, whereas Cocoa Pebbles are more like they're little flakes. The Fruity Pebbles too. They're very little, but they're flakes. They're not little Rice Krisps. But Cocoa Krispies are Rice.
Were they
Krispies
both
chocolate
spinoffs? Cocoa Krispies would have been a spinoff.
A spinoff of Rice Krispies. Yes, that's the same. That's the same family.
And maybe so too. Same Cocoa Pebbles.
I think Fruity Pebbles. I remember Fruity Pebbles and Cocoa Pebbles coming at the same time.
Really?
Yeah.
Double-barreled activity.
Yeah.
Double-barreled pebbles.
I think that was those were post.
There's a name.
I think those were post products, if I remember correctly, and I think they launched at the same time.
Double-barreled pebbles.
Kind of like I also remember it this way. I don't have to be right about this, but Count Chocula and Frankenberry were at the same time. Boo Berry came later.
And there was another one that I never remember the name of. There was like
a
fruit one.
Wow. Not Frankenberry?
No, Frankenberry was like basically supposed to be strawberry.
Right.
Pink.
Right. Yeah.
But no, there was like a fruity one that had a scary name, spooky name.
I don't remember that
at all. Like Boo Berry.
Yeah.
How great is that? Hopefully that guy got a raise.
Boo Berry.
Boo Berry.
Boo Berry guy. Yeah.
The Boo Berry guy. It is National Radio Day. I'm not sure we've done enough to acknowledge or celebrate it.
I think the tomato content earlier was great.
You do? Well,
Sorry.
I'm amusing.
You were under attack.
I'm amusing only myself.
You were under attack on that one.
It's bad when you're on the radio, especially on National Radio Day.
Fantasy drafts are flying. I've got this new team. I'm coming up with a name. I was on with Sal today, taking his fantasy questions. How I could not have been prepared for him to ask me if I had a question for him. That was embarrassing, but I was not prepared. We talked about the Yankees game for a few seconds. I was just flustered by that and should never have been.
He smacked you with a question for him.
Yes.
Attaboy, Sal. Good job.
I am starting to worry that I do not have enough Jonathan Taylor.
Well, I mean, preach. I don't know. I don't even want to ask. How much is not enough?
Oh,
you only have on like 400 of your 3,000 teams or something?
It might be one out of 100.
Hmm.
Because you have to pick him. How do you feel about this, really? Like, you have to pick. Jonathan Taylor goes at the 1-2 turn, thereabouts. Okay. If he slides to the middle of the second round, fine, I'll do it. But that doesn't happen very often. I'm not reaching for him. It would have to be between like picks 10 and 17 for Jonathan Taylor. And it's too hard to build a good team picking a running back there. It has to be two receivers.
Okay.
Because when you get into the middle of the draft, there are plenty of good running back options. They're not elite.
Right.
David Montgomery in round 7.
Fine.
Jahmyr Gibbs in round 1 or 2. I mean, no. I'll draft Drake London or Marvin Harrison Jr. or Puka or Garrett Wilson. Any of those, Debo, any of those guys. Mm-hmm. Or two of them, ideally, and then there's no room for Jonathan Taylor.
Isn't that what we did with the team that I drafted with you and Adam? Two receivers right away?
I hope.
I think we did.
Probably. I can never remember.
I know Chase and his Holden was the first pick, but I think we did that. I think we did go receiver.
I just think formats are different. And
Amon-Ra St. Brown was the other one.
We started Chase and St. Brown.
Yep.
That's a super flex draft, so that would have thrown all the metrics off. Taylor would go in the third round in a draft like that. Okay. But in just a straight one quarterback league, that's where you have to do it. And I'm looking, they call it exposure. I'm looking today at my exposure. How much money do I have invested in each player and how many teams, everything like that, percentages. And it like sort of scared me. Jonathan Taylor, like $5, one team.
Well, you got time.
That's what Adam said.
How many more teams are you going to draft?
A few dozen.
Okay.
Probably.
Yeah.
But then just willingly.
But the same thing is going to keep happening.
That's
if you don't philosophically believe in it, then you're just not going to get there. So I don't think you either got to decide to fix your problem by doing something you don't want to do or just ignore your problem. Those are your choices, right?
Just like in life. Ignore it.
Do something that's going to make you swallow hard and feel uncomfortable, or just, all right, I'm going to do it my own way. I'm going to go with David Montgomery or whomever and not worry about Jonathan Taylor.
Every one of these fantasy conversations, ours with Cody on Friday, Sal's with me today, so many others, Richardson gets brought up.
Yeah, I heard you guys talking about him, and I heard you reference Cody from Friday saying, like, I'm a little shook.
I can't lie.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit nervous about that.
Yeah.
Very interesting player, though. And if he, what is this to say? Like, if he's on the field and people like Steve Palazzolo was at their practice today talking up how good he looked, hitting Mitchell. Mitchell's not quite worthy this year,
like,
but there's
going,
plenty of Mitchell.
It's going okay.
Plenty of Mitchell hype. Yep. Mm-hmm. And last year I never really liked Taylor either because of Richardson. Like, if Richardson's going to eat up all the touchdowns,
mm-hmm.
where does that leave Taylor? And that could be true again.
Sure.
Taylor is so good.
Yeah. And they, who knows, maybe already here going into year two with how injury-riddled year one was, maybe as good as he is at it, down close to the goal line, they'll ease off on that a little bit. But just try
Richardson.
To, yeah,
that's right.
Try to avoid contact with him because, they want him to be on the field.
So what do you think happens here in that way?
With Allen, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
I expect that they will try to ease that off of him until they feel like they really need it.
like
they
just
did,
like last
kinda
year.
Like they did last year. Yeah. I do think Yeah, I don't want to say they drafted Ray Davis specifically for that, but they kind of did. He's a replacement, I've said it this way a few times, for Damian Harris and Latavius Murray. And those guys were supposed to help accomplish that. And when it got down to it, I guess the Bills didn't trust them to do well. Harris was already injured, and Murray ran out of gas. I mean, he was an older dude, and he was playing pretty frequently, maybe more than a lot of people liked even at the beginning of the year and even midway through the year. And then at the end,
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
I don't know, maybe they just felt like, we trust Allen more, let's do this. Or maybe Josh just refused to hand the ball off anymore and just do it himself. I don't know. But I would expect them to give Davis, if not Cook, I don't see Cook as like a first and goal at the five guy here. I think that's a role for the other guys, Davis or Ty Johnson. But I hope Davis. You got that, by the way, Saturday night. He looked
that's
nice.
Right.
You know, we didn't get Coleman. Coleman dropped he caught one pass earlier, but he dropped that what should have been a touchdown. Anyway, I think Davis will be that early in the year, and then we'll see how it goes. If it works and they have like a pretty successful, you know, touchdown rate down close, or even, you know, just third and fourth and short, and Davis shows he can do that, then maybe they'll just stay there. But I would anticipate Allen still scoring, I don't know, at about 15 touchdowns, but I might expect 9 or 10.
15 last year. You know how many the rest of the team scored rushing?
I don't off the top of my head, no.
7.
Yeah. There's not very many.
No, it's not very many, but the quarterback ones count.
Right.
The 22 total the Bills scored on the ground, tied for 5th in the league. You know, interestingly, with the Eagles, whose quarterback did the same thing.
Right.
Like, there weren't any rushing touchdowns happening in Philadelphia that were not from Jalen Hurts to speak of. And that also is one to watch this year, not because they drafted a running back on day 3, which they did in Will Shipley, but because of Barkley. But they didn't have Cook. You know, it's sort of the same.
But. And Barkley, but they have Barkley, and they also don't have Jason Kelce anymore.
Yeah, that's right.
So I don't know, like, you know, you might think, like, well, shouldn't anybody be able to do that? You know, well, the tush push I'm referring to, if people don't know what I'm talking about. Maybe, but no, maybe not. You know, like, lots of teams tried to do it, and nobody seems to do it as well as the Eagles, and Kelce is maybe the linchpin to that.
Well, here is what I heard from Ross. Ross Tucker, who's on the Eagles preseason broadcast, too. Evan Silva was talking about this, and so it's secondhand, but he mentioned Ross and how he, you know, would have talked to people on the staff and came away from those conversations. They are absolutely not getting rid of that play.
Right.
That doesn't mean it'll work.
Right.
But I'm expecting the Eagles to still be about that.
I think they even ran it once, at least once, in this New England preseason game Thursday night. I was watching You know, it was a preseason game.
You were glued to it.
I had my nose in my iPad or something else, playing the guitar. I don't know, whatever I was doing. I was definitely doing something else. But I heard it used, like, oh, here we go, tush push or something, and I didn't pay attention to how it went. Mm. So they did try it.
Three. Sure. So the Bills had 22 rushing touchdowns, 15 from Allen, 7 from everyone else. There were 3 teams in the league – last year that totaled seven. Everybody. And one of them was the Jets, which is interesting, maybe, because of Breece Hall. And they signed Dalvin Cook. You know, they did that whole thing. But Hall was so good. It's also interesting about him that the whole idea with Breece Hall last year was ramping up. He's coming off a torn ACL, and as the season went along, you would expect him to really start to pop. In week one against the Bills,
right.
He had what turned out to be the single longest run of the NFL season by any player, 83 yards, and he didn't score.
Right. Who caught him?
Oliver. No, I don't know. I'm just kidding. Poor Oliver.
I remember giving, wanting to point out, like, this dude did not give up on that and, like, tracked him down. It was a great job, but I just don't remember who it was now. So
don't know.
Didn't he also have, like, a 30-yard run in that same game? I feel like he had two big runs in that game.
Maybe.
Hall. I feel like it was more than just the one run that we were worried about after that game.
But they still only got to seven rushing touchdowns for the season. I mean, Rodgers went out. Their whole offense was a disaster. Hall is exciting this year. There's a running back you can pick. You'll have to pick him in round one.
Yeah.
Right with Bijan Robinson, like seven or eight. Bulldog, we want to throw some birthday wishes out.
Really?
Yeah. Happy 80th to Greg Nettles. I know he's listening.
Yeah.
Greg.
That's what's happening.
Always a tell with fans if they called him Craig Nettles. Because it's Greg Nettles.
I've probably, which is it now? It's Greg Nettles?
Greg Nettles.
Is it spelled like regular Greg, though? I feel like there's...
No, it's spelled like Craig, but with a G instead of a C.
That's why. See, that
Greg.
That's his fault.
You can blame him on his birthday. I mean, I don't know, but
it's tough. Let me rescind the blame. I feel badly about that now. But yeah, that's why that's always thrown me off.
Greg Nettles,
yeah,
80. How does that hit you?
Not surprised.
He should be 80.
Sure.
A guy who played baseball in the 70s should be 80 years old.
Sure. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Yeah.
Wow. Also, Robert Plant, not 80.
76.
76.
We saw that earlier today,
but it's his birthday.
Yeah.
That sounds right to me.
Sure. Yes, it does.
That one, I would say, sounds right.
Yes, it does.
Yes.
You know who's not 80 or 76 and also not celebrating a birthday, but are in town, and it's not Avril Lavigne, which Sal and his family and I'm sure lots of other people are going to. Art Park tonight is Tedeschi Trucks band, one of the best shows you can possibly go see. I mean, it's a massive band, horns. It's a big production. A bunch of the band members of that band played at the Sportsman's last night.
Oh.
Like they announced it like on Sunday. The club did. We're going to have these people come, and both Susan Tedeschi and Derek Trucks came. They didn't play, but they were there. I got a bunch of my friends got pictures with Derek Trucks and Susan Tedeschi, which was pretty awesome.
You were not there.
I did not go.
Okay.
No. One of my good friends was there, said, it's not crazy yet if you want to come, like 8:30 or so, he texted. The band was supposed to start playing at 9.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, no. I just can't get there.
You were watching the Rays. You're watching the Sopranos.
I was watching the Sopranos last night, as it turned out. But that was super. I was so happy for the Halls, the owners of that place. Like, that's just such a cool thing. And I don't know the story of how that came about. But I know that the club, the Sportsman's Tavern, has a tremendous reputation with touring musicians. And so it's possible someone in the band knew, like, you know, there's a joint we could go play. You guys want to go, like, let loose, like, get out, you know, get out of our comfort zone a little bit and stretch out and do some different stuff. There's a joint in Buffalo. We can go do that. And they did it. So awesome.
Wouldn't that be one of the very greatest things about being a touring musician, is being able to do that?
I think so. Yes.
Just drop in on places.
Right.
And have people just kind of freak out.
Yes. I don't know if you would love the freak out necessarily, but they're very happy to see you. Yes. Like, what a cool experience.
Yeah.
I will tell you, nothing against the people who played. The trouble I was having was, like, if Derek Trucks and Susan Tedeschi are playing with their bands at the Sportsman's and I don't go a mile from my house to see it, I'm going to really regret it. When I woke up today and found out that neither of them played, they just hung out and had drinks and took pictures with people.
You were relieved.
I was like, yeah. Okay. You know, nothing against the other, you know, the band members. I'm sure it was tremendous, but, you know, seeing the two of them would have been mind-boggling an event.
Did they do We Are the World? Did you hear anybody tell you that they...
I did not. I didn't see a...
Avril Lavigne tonight,
maybe? I did not see a set list, so I don't know.
Maybe Avril Lavigne will sing We Are the World. I want to know if people are doing that. We had the pleasure of chatting with Bills head coach Sean McDermott earlier today. You may have missed it, or you may have just loved it and want to hear it again. Either way, you're in luck. We're going to have that conversation for you right after this break. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.